From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha, dear friends. Aloha kako. And welcome to this Saturday morning with Nā Kai e Walu. Kaho'one panokes here.
Aloha kakahia kakako to all of our ohana on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, and of course here on the island of Oahu. Welcome to Nā Kai e Walu on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Vicky Holtakamine is here.
Good morning, everyone. Aloha.
And I'm Noe Tanigawa. We've got a special guest coming up today. We're going to find out where Hawaiian culture meets commerce here in Hawaii. But before we get there, how was your week?
Busy, busy. You know, Friday, I know I didn't tell everybody, I forgot to tell everybody that I went to go visit my mo'opuna in the island of Hilo. Well, really? Island of Hilo. Yeah, Hilo is an island all by itself, but two on the island of Hawaii. And so aloha to La'akea and Kau'i and my ohana over there. It was fun. And then we chanted the palace. We did our little rehearsal. We'll talk about that coming up. It's acknowledging the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy while everybody else is acknowledging statehood.
Yeah, your statehood is coming on. I think the celebration and statehood was August 21st, so it's really coming up fast.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have our own way of remembering.
I had quite an interesting weekend last week. It was, I spent a day at Schofield Barracks, believe it or not.
You did?
On a military installation there, and I was amazed at the number of people who have become very interested in our culture and trying to understand us as Native peoples, and a lot of them who are families who are living here now because their husbands or wives are in the service, spent the day coming and learning and watching us pound poi, lauhala weaving, making floral leis, and different, you know, cultural demonstrations. So it was interesting to see the responses that came from that.
Great. Out in the community and over the airways today, Kahoone Viki Noe Tanigawa will be back with our special guest, Peter Apo, coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. A bee man in the sun.
A bee man, grab your bag and run.
A bee man, another swell's coming your way. A bee man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. A bee man in the sun.
Bee man, grab your bag and run.
Bee man, another swell is coming your way. Bee man, another swell is coming your way. Hey, hey. Crab on the rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't ever turn your back. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way. White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha na ahaui o na ali'i, na ali'i mai na kuuna mai. E pa'ai na o lelu kaula na ua hele a moi e ala. Ua lole a ina hohuna o ana, no na ali'i kaula na. Ua pa'a ua lalako, ako ino na hua. Ua pa aua lalako, ako ino nā kua. E lei I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, ka vehi hoi o nā ali I ihala. A pa a ka mana o me ka loka, I ua mawe o ka aina I ka pono. E ali I o ka laki ua ka ulana, I ahi ka nanana o ka pāpipika. E lei ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. E lei ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. Ka vehi hoi o nā ali I ihala. A pa a kama na o me ka lau kahi ua mauti o ka aina I ka pono.
e ali i o kala ni ua kaurana i ahi kana na no ma ki pika e le i ka vei ha he o hai ta hundu ma muri ke o ne e le i ka vei ha he o hai ta hundu ma muri ke o ne e le i ka vei ha he o hai ta hundu ma muri ke o ne.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever see how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than words. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try a sip. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes. I'm heading north like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching, my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up.
Kauai hai, mahalo for that suggestion. Great to hear from all of you via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Vicky Holtakamine here, kahoʻone panoke, noe tanigawa, and our special guest, Peter Apo. We've been finding about his business life as executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association.
So, Peter, let's continue this dialogue that you established here.
If you develop this triangle, it had to distribute benefits of that activity equally to the people who lived in that community and the place. So the activity had to occur, and it had to result in something that was beneficial. And when I say to the place, I mean when you talk about, you know, having to compromise a cultural landscape in order to achieve, there had to be some trade-off, some value. And when the Western system of economic growth and development occurred, it is very activity-centric. That is, let's say, tourism. Let's just cut to the quick. In tourism, the object is to satisfy the tourist. And sometimes in our case, more often than not, if you have to sacrifice pieces of the place and pieces of the people who live there, then that's what you do. Because the measures of success are very narrow. And basically, there are two. One is revenue that's generated for the sponsoring entity. And secondly, job quantification. We always hear new projects, new developments coming up. And one of the things is, oh, but going to provide a lot of jobs. So that model didn't, you know, wasn't working too good. And in fact, if you look at all the major economic activity that occurred in Hawaii from the very beginning, which was whaling, fur trading, all the shipping going on here,
we had sugarcane,
you know, the agriculture, pineapples, and then military industrial, and then tourism. We'll talk a little bit about how what those models were and why there's this huge kind of tension between Hawaiians
even today. Disconnect because they were not set up with our value system. They right. didn't. They didn't meet our value system.
Right.
I feel a disclaimer coming on here. The opinions expressed on Nakai Ivalu are those of the speaker only and not, of course, of our sponsors or these radio stations. We bring these ideas to you for your kitchen table. You talk about it during the week, too. And if you'd like, contact us at nakaievaluradio.com. We would love to hear from you.
Looking out upon the sea. And the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bag. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. You are my island sunset, and you on my shoes and light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their lays around my neck. It's not
tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ialiinoe ka sakaula, mala loa kua.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Amber Suhas, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii with some tips about estate planning. Now, the first thing you need to know about estate planning is you don't have to be named Rockefeller or own a huge estate to benefit from having an estate plan. An estate plan covers all the assets you've accumulated over your lifetime, your home, your savings, your investments, and distributes them according to your wishes after you die. So, if you think you have to be super wealthy to benefit from estate planning, think again, because chances are you and your loved ones can benefit from estate planning.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. Can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. So oh,
brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. So many times in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. Never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. There's something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again. Feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to. Hold on, hold on, hold sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again. We'll feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to listen. Us by, yeah. Oh, hold on. Everybody's gonna make it. Oh, hold on. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, hold on.
That's for you in your car right now, coming out of cup. We know you're heading into town, and thanks for having us along. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here with someone who's taking Hawaiian culture into the world of commerce, Peter Apo, Executive Director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association.
So, Peter, let's continue this dialogue that you've established here. And one of the things that comes to my mind is in the area of employment. You had mentioned employment. And one of the things that I've always been critical about, that when these new projects come into town, they said they're going to create 800 jobs. But when you see the hotel opening, where are the Native people in the leadership positions? Yeah, there's a lot of Native people working, but they're waiters, waitresses, housekeepers. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that kind of work, but why is it that Native Hawaiians are not part of that leadership structure that makes decisions that would have an impact on the way the hotel is?
Well, here again, it's a matter of having legitimate opportunities. There are opportunities, but whether they're legitimate or not for Hawaiians to succeed is a huge question. And it gets back to that model I was talking about, that triangle. So if people can visualize tourism in one corner of the triangle, people in community and people who in the other corner, and then the place itself, our landscapes. And we always rush to satisfy the visitor. Now, satisfying the visitor means a couple of things. It means that sometimes when you bring in what I call the colonial model of management, where it's very, very top down, usually it's not based on any value other than those two measures of success, you're going to have some problems, particularly with Hawaiians who are very value centric. So hiring policies, as an example, when they get to hiring people and the human resource department does things like, for instance, and I'm not going to say which hotels, there is a very prominent 5-star hotel in Waikiki that does not allow the employees to say aloha.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Sit with that one. This is a corporate policy that comes from a boardroom thousands of miles away because they have what they call the language of luxury. And in the language of luxury, they publish a style guide. And because aloha is not a word that's in a style guide, they can't say it. Now, that's pretty unbelievable, right?
It is appalling.
All right. There is another five-star hotel, I'm not going to mention the name, where recently, again, we're talking language of luxury, employees were warned that they are not to flash the shaka sign. They are not to, even if they have family and friends that come to that hotel, they are not to touch them or embrace them.
Honey.
In any way, no
honey. Don't
honey
me.
You got to keep that person. And again, these are human resource policies that come from.
And these are five-star hotels.
These are five-star hotels. Now, what do you think that makes the local person feel like? In fact, this one valet guy, when he came to park my car, and he said, "Hey, apoy," you know, and he was kind of flying the four-letter words around, you know. "You know what? Obama was making the shaka sign. How come I don't can make the shaka sign?" It's hard for them to understand that.
Oh, God. I never realized that was going on.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't want to rag on the industry, because the industry does offer a lot of opportunity. Maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the
opportunities
the good,
and possibilities.
Yes.
And some great hotels too that have really embraced what Peter and Kanahele have done.
Peter Apo, our guest today, he's the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, and we'll be back with more on Nakai Evalu.
Lose control.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you.
Nice one. Hey, thanks for that, Kika. Good to think of you listening to Nakai Evalu. This is Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Every Saturday morning, we're here with classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas for your pleasure. Our friends at Volcano are setting up the tables right now, the tents getting the food ready. The dancers are all fixing their leis for E Ho'omau I Ka Po'ohala, Hawaii Volcano's annual cultural festival. And it's all free, 10 till 3 today at Hawaii Volcanoes Park. Diana Aki, Ken Makuakane, and lots more. This year's theme, Pele Lives. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OIVI TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oivi.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Man.
aloha and a cool breeze coming your way from Nakai Evalu this morning. Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our very special guest, Peter Apo, Executive Director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association.
So, Peter, you've been working really hard with the tourist industry on improving their relationship with Native Hawaiians and getting principles and values instilled in them.
Yes.
And I know of one hotel that is really, to me, one of the best. I love it. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel.
Maximum.
They have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They are so olu'olu. Yeah. I tell you, everyone, D. Coyle and their visitor training.
Why? What's so special?
They have
about
a visitor
them?
Training program. And I know that Peter, I think George Kanahele, helped to try and instill this program.
Yeah. Well, the philosophy is this. The greatest resource that we have in Hawaii in the area of tourism is our people. The investment has to go in the people. So at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, they invest in their workforce. I mean, they do things like the year before last, they took the entire workforce to Lanai. The entire, every employee went to Kaholawi a year before that. I mean, they do these incredible things. And then they have this ongoing program called the Po'okela Program, where they constantly provide training. Now, this is a workforce that is very heavily Filipino, an ancestry. But the approach that they have, these people just totally embrace the culture because they understand and respect, you know, what that represents. And they have this product-making show where they have the employees go and make Hawaiian things, fish hooks. And
it's actually their makahiki season.
Makahiki, yes.
And they open their makahiki season in November, like our normal, and close it in February. So for 4 months, every department commits to making some kind of Hawaiian craft or something that they do during those 4 months. And at the end of the makahiki, they gift that to their guests. And in the way of one department made toys. What are Hawaiian toys? So the department made all these kinds of toys, the pala'ie, and then teach their visitors how to use them. The general manager made a konani board. He was not satisfied with the konani board. He went out and got one big pohaku to go make another one that sits in the lobby of the hotel. They greet every guest with a kukui nut lei. Now, a brown kukui nut lei. When you return, you bring that lei back. They will restring it for you and put a white kukui nut lei on it.
Whoa.
And you have people walking around that have been there 5 times. So I said, oh, you've been here 5 times. You've got 5 white kukui nuts. They said, no, I've been here 6 times. The first one was all brown.
And this has got to be good for the guests, too.
Oh, absolutely. The guests win big time. The employees win. It's a win-win. It all springs from respect for the culture and understanding how to derive value.
And that's what we're learning about this morning. I'm Nakai Evalu. Thank you so much. Our special guest, Peter Apo, will be back with more.
Iniki vela vela o kamakasila. Ilaila ka ua I valea ai. Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Nani ko o lau a he po wanu. Ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila. Ilaila ka ua I valea ai. Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Inu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila. Ilaila ka ua I olani ai. Me kawai o ka paliko olau. Me kawai o ka paliko olau. A hiki ka ua inu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila. Ilaila ka ua I olani ai. Me kawai o ka paliko olau. Me kawai o ka paliko olau.
Take away, Pete. You shaka, brah.
na koʻolau ahi pōanu kai niki vela vela kamakasina kaua puno lailaila me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho kai na koʻolau ahi pōanu kai niki vela vela kamakasina kaua puno lailaila me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hush, my baby girl, don't you cry. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower.
Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today, Peter Apo, Executive Director with the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association.
So Peter, with the Native Association of Hawaiian Hospitality now, how long has this been in existence and where are you folks going to go?
We were formally organized in 1998 by George Kanahili and Kenny Brown. We function under a board of directors that's statewide, all Hawaiians, except for a couple. Mike White, general manager of Kanapali Beach Hotel, is on our board. And the mission is to connect Hawaiians to tourism and vice versa, because we think Hawaiians have a lot to offer in terms of value to the industry, but there's the business model makes it very, very difficult for us to access those opportunities. So our job is to try to connect them in every, whether it's human resources, whether it's designing a hotel, whether it's food and beverage, whether it's entertainment. In all of those fields, Hawaiians have a lot to offer. So trying to provide and open up legitimate opportunities. The other thing we try to do is to provide training programs for the hotel workforces that we call it the Ho'okipa training, that brings values into the operating culture that are fundamentally Hawaiian. And so that people learn to live the values. And again, that the greatest asset a hotel or an airline or any of these places have is their workforce, and to treat them with dignity and with aloha. And if you do that, boy, you're going to yield a production system that is unstoppable.
Especially now in these economic times when they need to have more aloha for their employees.
Yes. It's always struck me as strange where you have fundamentally a Hawaiian concept called ho'okipa, embracing aloha, the fundamental extension of love and trust and friendship to strangers, right? I mean, it's fundamental. It's in our DNA. So what is wrong that the people who have these fundamental values as part of their culture are so distanced from an industry whose job it is to welcome and host strangers? We're trying to close the gap.
Hawaii's not just a pretty place.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Our very special guest today, Peter Apo, Executive Director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. And we're going to find out about another side of Peter coming up here on Nakai Evalu. We're here every Saturday morning for your pleasure. Brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Hawaiian all the way. That's Nakai Evalu here for you every Saturday morning with the best in contemporary and classic Hawaiian music. Kau Makaiva Kanaka Ole to Gabby, Auntie Genoa, you got it here. And we take time with special people in the community for Kuka Kuka. What's that, Vicky?
Well, that's for us to talk back and forth to each other. So it's exactly what we're doing this morning. We kuka kuka with Kaho'one, Noi, and Peter Apo. Let's have a little sit-down talk story session.
Coming up on Hakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apo. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike ike kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Start your Saturday with Aloha, Nakai Evalu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh. Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Nakai Evalu. Kauai hai, mahalo for that suggestion. Great to hear from all of you via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Vicky Holtakamine here, kahoʻone panoke, noe tanigawa, and our special guest, Peter Apo. We've been finding about his business life as executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. Now, his musical side.
A recording artist, and his recent CD, Aina, I understand, was nominated for a Hoku Award. So, Peter, tell us, what was your manaʻo behind Aina and bringing back the Rainbow Nation band?
Well, in a nutshell, I just wanted to... I use Aina in its broadest sense. That is, I define it as that which feeds. So there's songs that speak about the land. It speaks about people of the land. It speaks about all those things that produce quality of life for us and enjoy ourselves. And so the Aina CD is about songs of the Aina.
I see here that on your first take, it's Aola Hawaii, which is, was that an oli?
Yes, an oli was written by some students of ours in a class that we teach at Native Hawaiian Hospitality.
Yeah, Kainoa Danes is the new chairman of Kamehameha Day Celebration Commission. And he, Ilani Shibata, was with the Bishop Museum for a number of years.
Yes.
In the cultural
and like,
educational
like Vicky
area.
Was saying, the oli for all occasions. So this oli they wrote specifically for Naha as a way to welcome people.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful.
And if people want to purchase this CD, they can. How do they get it?
Oh, I have it in the trunk of my car. No. they're in all the retail outlets, Barnes & Noble and Borders. And
you've been entertaining for a number of years.
Long time. I used to, I started when I had hair, and now I have no hair, but I still sing.
But this is not your first CD.
No. I did a couple CDs with Del Beasley called Apo and Beasley, and then I did a solo CD. So I've been recording in Hawaii since around 1985, and it's just a labor of love, so I just keep putting it out.
Yeah,
it's your de-stress.
De-stress, right.
Yes.
Expensive hobby.
Well, let's hear some of it. So we'll hear Peter Apo, and we'll be back with a Hawaiian thought for your week. Coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Of Kauai to the desert of Kau, I will sail the sacred waters, carrying the news that the winds of change are shifting. There's no doubt what's going on. There's a nation in the making and shaking in the ground. I hear a wailing in the chilly wind as it whistles down the sand. The sound of Nau honey, spirit voices from the land. I remember Auntie Emma and Auntie Clara Koo and the Molokai people who stood up for me and you. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky.
as a signal that it's time for us to rise. It's a long, painful memory since 1893, tossed about and drifting upon a stormy sea. Those who went before us, they are watching from above, and we owe it to their memory. Yes, we owe it to their love. Ohana Okoho Lovey stood upon McKenna's sand. In the early dawn, they waited for the leader to command. We will sail across the water and claim the sacred land. Let the word go forth, time's come to finally make a stand. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun, fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. I remember Joyce Kanoa and her broken down old boat, loaded to the gunwales with just plain and simple folk. To be sure, a ragtag navy that just barely stayed afloat as they slipped past Molokini toward Kahoe Lovey's coast. Uncle Harry Mitchell, who had lost a loving son, George Helm, whose spirit led the way toward greater things to come, Brother Walter Riddy, wife and baby by side, holding hands with Auntie Frenchie, brushing tears aside. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. When there's once again a nation, we will owe it to the past, to those who led the way and stood before the mast. Sawyer Kalaipuna and the Lily are among the names we should remember in every song that's sung. Sons and daughters of Hawaii, pass the torch from hand to hand. Keep the fires burning brightly as you move across the land, for the time is drawing near and the wind is turning round. We shall lift our heads in dignity and claim the hallowed ground. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun, fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. Rise, 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 rise.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. Your hips, they sway like the coconut trees. You're such a sweetheart to me. My tropical baby, your hair, your body always tickles me. To see you dancing right in front of me, it's always more than what the people see. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki, I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me. Because
the way you wink your eyes at me. It blows my senses like the Kona breeze. Oh, darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me, for you to marry, for you to marry me.
Ah. Aloha kākou, it's time for our thought to go into the week with our Olelo no e ao with Vicky Holt Takamine.
And the olelo no e ao are those wise words of our kupuna that have been passed down from generation to generation. Our olelo no e ao is brought to you by Mobi PCS. And this one, I love. A'ohe ulu e loa'i ka pō kole o ka lō. A'ohe ulu e loa'a i ka pō kole o ka lō. No breadfruit can be reached when the picking stick is too short. So there's no success without preparation. We all know that in order to be a success, you have got to prepare your community, prepare your people, prepare your ohana.
Very appropriate for today's discussion.
Yeah, the kauna is the ulu. Yeah. Ulu means growth. So there's no growth, there's no success, yeah, if you don't prepare.
Terrific. Thank you so much. And we'll be back with more music coming up on Nakai e Valu.
Can you?
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Once I thought she'd really be me, all those silly games were really hurting too. For you, light chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. I wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in
Evalu. Ooh, our Saturday's about up. Kahoane Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Peter Apo, you've been so enlightening and enriching to talk to. He's the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. Is your job getting any easier?
No. No, actually, it's getting much better. There's a lot more support. I think a lot of people really do get it. It's not just the industry, I think, that that needs to improve, but we have to improve ourselves in understanding who we are and being able to. It's a different kind of warrior work, you know. When I say warrior work, we have to meet them halfway. We've got to develop programs where we can demonstrate our relevance to the economy and our relevance to the industry, and it's all about really just putting Hoakipa out there and our concepts and finding. Finding willing listeners, and there are a lot of listeners, a lot more, as Vicky mentioned earlier, than there were before. So it's good news. It's still an uphill battle, but things are getting better.
And I think it's important that they market to the right people.
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges we have is the way we market. We only have large-scale tourism here. We don't have small-scale tourism. Small-scale tourism are tourism like you find in Europe, little villages, very personal, very intimate. We don't market to people who would be attracted to that kind of intimacy, to that kind of more quiet kind of tourism, and those are the people that bring a lot of respect for culture, and Canadians are that way. Most Europeans are like that. We tend to market to the people who like bright lights and lots of
glitz,
flash, and glitz, and
change may be on the way. Glad to hear about it. Thank you so much, Peter. And mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Nakai Evalu comes to you every Saturday morning. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine. And it's all brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. We bring it to you with much aloha on today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Vilina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV, Oceanic, Time Warner Cable, Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Amber Suhas, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii with some tips about estate planning. Now, the first thing you need to know about estate planning is you don't have to be named Rockefeller or own a huge estate to benefit from having an estate plan. An estate plan covers all the assets you've accumulated over your lifetime, your home, your savings, your investments, and distributes them according to your wishes after you die. So, if you think you have to be super wealthy to benefit from estate planning, think again, because chances are you and your loved ones can benefit from estate planning.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.